Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And it's Friday, so let's check in on this week's news and the race for the White House 2016. After all, there are only 319 days until the Iowa caucuses.
Only 319?
That's right. Well, and it could be earlier if other states try to leapfrog ahead of Iowa's date, which is now February 1st. But Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker lost a strategist this week, Jeremy, as you know, because she made controversial tweets questioning whether Iowa was fit to keep its role in the nominating process. She resigned.
And close on the heels of Iowa, of course, will be New Hampshire's contest, the first primary in the nation. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, who is supposed to announce that he is going to run for president next month, is there in New Hampshire today and joining us to talk about 2016 politics. And by the way, again, we're doing this sort of regularly, so we don't have to follow every little tick, but we want to look at it in the context at least of the week. Joining us now, Josh Rogers, senior political reporter and editor at Here and Now Contributing Station, New Hampshire Public Radio, is with us from New Hampshire. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Jeremy.
And Kay Henderson, news director for Radio Iowa, is back with us once again from Iowa. Kay, welcome back to you.
Greetings.
And let me start with you, Kay, because you know, Robin talked about these tweets from Liz Mayer, who is an aide to Scott Walker, had to resign. Tell us more about what she said and how it went down in Iowa.
She was having a conversation on Twitter, as people are wont to do, during the first big multi-candidate event in Iowa this year, back in January, the Freedom Summit. She made some disparaging comments about ethanol subsidies, and she said that, you know, Iowa, the sooner Iowa was not the leadoff event in the presidential sweepstakes, the better off American policy and politics would be.
Ooh.
These tweets re-earthed after Scott Walker hired her. Governor Walker didn't say anything about it, but the chair of the Iowa GOP did and suggested that Walker might want to send Liz Mayer walking, and she herself resigned. So this has been an event which has sort of sprung up out of nowhere, and it has become part of the drip, drip, drip against the Walker campaign because he is a perceived front runner here in Iowa and elsewhere, and people have the arrows out and they're aiming it at him.
But is this the kind of thing that come Iowa caucus time, people would actually remember? Oh, yeah, that's Scott Walker, the guy whose aide said these bad things about Iowa.
I'm not sure that to be true, but candidates are risk-averse people, so anything that they perceive as a risk to their candidacy, they want to cut it off.
Well, so Josh Rogers, what do people in New Hampshire think about Iowa? And I'm just kidding, because obviously they would want to go first. But tell us what they think about Jeb Bush. You know, he's back in the news this week. Well, he's in the week. He's in the news daily with the little ticks to his campaign. This week, people were talking about his Catholicism. He converted because his wife is a Catholic. What's happening there with Jeb Bush? He had some events, so-so crowds. What's going on?
Well, it was interesting. Jeb Bush hadn't been in New Hampshire for more than 15 years. And he showed up last week. He had a Chamber of Commerce roundtable discussion in Nashua. He had a house party at the home of a former state Republican Party chairman. And he had a huge crowd of press following him. And, you know, I have to say, I thought he handled himself reasonably well. I mean, one thing that a lot of us were looking for is, you know, how much rust he has. It's been a while since he held office. New Hampshire is perceived to be a place where if Jeb Bush is going to win the nomination, he has to do well, if not win New Hampshire.
And well, and past Bushes haven't.
No, indeed. And certainly George H.W. Bush's father, you know, won the Iowa caucuses and came here and said he had the big mo and lost to Reagan. And, you know, 2000 was kind of a disaster for George W. Bush in the primary here where he was routed by John McCain. It, you know, ended up working out for him, obviously, in terms of getting elected. But, you know, Jeb Bush seemed to acknowledge that in order to do well here, he has to be here. Some conservatives are leery of him. They don't like his stances on the Common Core education standards, on immigration,
Is he the front runner, though, in New Hampshire right now, would you say?
Well, I think you have to say the front runners are Bush, Walker, and Rand Paul at the moment. Mm. I mean, what the polls indicate now, it's pretty meaningless. But those are the folks definitely in the top
Josh,
tier.
It may be meaningless, but we're going to ask you anyway, because we're covering 2016. But go ahead.
Well, there's going to be ups and downs along the way. I mean, you can recall, John McCain's campaign basically imploded in the early summer before he, rose to claim the nomination. Mm-hmm. And so you have to expect some big swings in momentum. But, the thinking is certainly that Jeb Bush has to do well here. He's hired credible people. But whether or not the base of the party is going to be enthusiastic remains to be seen. Some would say basically inactive or dormant Democratic primary, at least that's the perception right now. In New Hampshire's open system, more independents will vote, and that might help him. But Scott Walker was here recently, too, and he was exciting to conservatives.
There's somebody that we haven't been talking about. I'm trying to think, who is it? There's somebody who hasn't come up. What? Oh, right, Chris Christie. Kay, what's going on with his campaign?
Well, I think he seems to be squeezed out because you have a popular governor from a neighboring state and you have this former governor from a huge state with this really well-known name. Chris Christie is going to find it hard to get a wedge in here and find a purpose for a campaign, an argument for a campaign. Many of the things that he puts out as his resume, his ability to fight back against unions, Scott Walker actually, in the mind of many conservatives here, has an actually better record. So I think the path for Chris Christie here is a narrow one.
Well, but Kay, another person we haven't talked about in our so far 2 weeks of coverage of 2016 is somebody who is doing well. In some polls I've seen, he's number one. It's former Arkansas governor and ordained Southern Baptist minister Mike Huckabee. This week he went back to Pizza Ranch. That's
exactly.
Iowa-based franchise.
For the food, by the way.
Yes, and you say this was central to his 2008 win in the Iowa caucus, but let's listen.
People are going to judge me based on my record as governor for 10 and a half years, and that's a good record. Cutting taxes, building roads, improving schools, that's what people are interested in for their next president, and I'm very comfortable if they look at that record, they're going to say, this guy can lead.
Kay, your thoughts?
I think the interesting thing about Mike Huckabee this week is that he did go to a pizza ranch. There had been a lot of discussion among conservatives about whether he really would, in the end, run. I think the kind of retail campaigning he did here in groups of sometimes 60, sometimes 80 people shows that he's willing to put in the kind of legwork that is required to win the Iowa caucuses like he did in 2008.
Yeah. One thing that, in New Hampshire, the it's an open question to the extent to which we're going to get the traditional retail politicking that, the state prides itself on, perhaps excessively so. There was less of that.
Talk about what you mean, retail politicking. That's backslapping and handshaking. You're saying what?
Backslapping, handshaking, taking as many questions as the crowd
going to Pizza
to
Ranch.
Ask. we don't have Pizza Ranch here, but... Certainly, going where the voters are and putting yourself in a situation where the possibility for unscripted activity is high. And, thus far, the top-tier candidates that have been here have done very little of that.
What are they doing? Emails or Twitter?
Social media allows them to bypass it somewhat. In Bush and Walker's case, they're sort of introducing themselves to party bigwigs. And, they held public events, but... There wasn't an honest-to-goodness town hall meeting. There was a lot of private meetings with, self-styled kingmakers locally to some extent. Rand Paul's been here a lot, so he has done a little bit more of that. But, it's an open question as to whether or not that's as feasible as it used to be. There's a crush of media. The local aspect of New Hampshire, and I'm assuming the same as in Iowa, is diminished. And so... it's hard to know what's going to work. A lot of them talk up, I'm going to be here. I'm going to do what traditionally candidates do. They often cite, John McCain and his, 100 town hall meetings in the elections he's won here. But very few of them keep that sort of schedule. Interestingly, the only candidate who's really kept that old-fashioned schedule and who's been here a great deal but hasn't got a lot of attention for it is former Texas Governor Rick Perry. He's been here as much as any other candidate and, held around 30 events since last summer.
Well, Kay, let me ask you about somebody else who I think isn't getting enough attention, perhaps, especially because he won a huge reelection this year in Ohio. Governor John Kasich, former congressman.
I actually covered his first presidential campaign, which didn't amount to much.
Well, but he's going to New Hampshire next week. Does he have a chance of sneaking into the race here and making some headway in places like Iowa, another Midwestern state?
It's a little late, and he'll be competing against someone in Scott Walker who already has a foothold here in Iowa. If he's going to run in Iowa, he needs to start coming here. He hasn't shown any inclination to do so.
I mean, I would agree on Kasich. A lot of Republicans here are really interested to see him. A lot of the more establishment Republicans say, you know, he shouldn't be underestimated. But it is true that to some degree, Scott Walker, you know, perhaps more ideological than Kasich, but is in the holds the place where he'd like to be.
Well, the other person I would mention would be Mike Pence. He's the former congressman who's now a
Governor
chief executive.
Of Indiana.
Actually, if you talk to conservatives in Iowa, they are far more interested in Mike Pence than they are in Governor Kasich.
Well, that's Kay Henderson, news director for Radio Iowa, also talking to Josh Rogers, senior political reporter and editor at New Hampshire Public Radio, as, again, we look ahead at elections 2016. But, you know, we'll have some fun. But you got to admire anybody who goes out on the hustings. Which reminds me, do you know where that word comes from?
Hustings.
It's a British word. It means a platform that politicians stand on. So those who go and stand on it, we admire them, and we'll be reporting on them weekly. Josh Kay, thank you so much.